Casino companies, which typically fiercely compete with each other, are expected to unite in a campaign to fight repeal of the state's 2011 gaming law and preserve access to a multi-billion dollar market. MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis confirms the companies looking to develop casinos in Massachusetts have had preliminary discussions about a coordinated campaign.
We're going to collaborate and make sure that we all agree about the communication plan and that we're consistent about talking about the important benefits that come with each of our respective projects.
MGM was designated earlier this month for the Lone Resort Casino license in Western Massachusetts to build an $800 million project in downtown Springfield. Mohegan Sun and Wynn Resorts are competing for a casino license in Greater Boston. Penn National Gaming, which won the state's Lone Slots Parlor license earlier this year, has already started construction at a harness racetrack in Plainville. All the projects are in jeopardy because the state's highest court on June 24th allowed a referendum initiative by anti-casino activists to go on the November ballot. Mathis said he expects the pro-casino message will focus on the reasons the legislature and Governor Deval Patrick approved the gaming law in the first place.
Economic development, jobs, and repatriating revenue that's been exported, across state lines.
The casino companies will have several allies in the fight.
Business bureaus, laborers, vendors, all the different stakeholders that have really as much, if not more, at stake with our economic development project as MGM does.
The trade unions that fought for decades to bring casinos to Massachusetts will try to convince voters not to throw away thousands of good-paying jobs, according to Jason Garan, business manager of Carpenters Union Local 108 in Springfield.
So it'll be a test to see how strong this is. But at the end of the day, I think we'll be building a casino here as they're building a slot parlor in Plain Ridge and waiting for a decision in Boston.
Casino opponents will try to organize grassroots activists in communities scattered across the state into a campaign network. Nathan Beck led the effort last year to defeat plans by Hard Rock International for a casino in West Springfield.
This whole casino idea was a bad idea from the beginning. I'm glad we don't have it in West Springfield, and now I want to see it out of Springfield as well.
Steve Abdow, a leader of the Repeal the Casino Deal campaign, said they won't be able to match the casino industry dollar for dollar when it comes to campaign advertising, but he's confident they'll raise enough money to be competitive.
This is historic. There hasn't been such a citizen-led effort to repeal state legislation on casinos. I think that there's bigger interests that want the same outcome we do.
Polls have shown support for casinos in Massachusetts has slipped recently to where voters are about evenly divided on the issue. But Springfield-based political consultant Tony Signoli does not think those polls have much bearing on the outcome in November.
Whereas before it was a generic question, are you in favor of gaming? Now it's not generic. You know where the sites are, you know who the developers are. For a lot of people, this is more definitive. Now they'll be voting on the track record of MGM, what they know and like or don't like about a Steve Wynn. It changes greatly.
Signoli and other political observers predict tens of millions of dollars will be spent on the casino referendum campaign. Some believe it will exceed what is spent on the race for governor. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.